Resuming debate, the Honourable Member for Vancouver East.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and I'm very pleased to rise in the House today to speak to this bill. And I have to say, there are some times when I thought that this would never happen, because there seem to be so many delays and for political reasons to accommodate a political agenda. But I'm very glad that finally this bill is before Parliament, that it is being debated, and I hope very much that the bill will be approved and that it won't be so drawn out that it somehow it gets lost again, because I think it's probably one of the most important pieces of legislation that we will deal with for a very long time. And the first thing I want to say, Mr. Speaker, is that I'm very proud that the member for Burnaby Douglas, who was our lead-off speaker on this debate last Wednesday, that he rose in the House and that he spoke with such great courage and shared with us very personal information about his own life as a gay man, his partner of 24 years, Brian. And as I sat and listened to that debate, I felt very proud to be a member of this caucus and this party, where our leader, the member for Toronto Danforth, has been so clear on what the position of the NDP is. So I'd like to really thank the member for Burnaby Douglas for speaking out in such a strong and forceful way, and I think really giving a human face, a real face, to what this debate is about. And I'm very proud of our leader as well, who has done the same thing. And, you know, to me, this debate is not about tolerance. And I listened to the comments from the Minister of Defence just a little earlier, and he said he would be very proud when this bill passes. And I would certainly agree with him, and I think he made a very fine speech. And I, too, will be very proud when this bill passes, as I hope it does. But I think it needs to be said that this bill, if it were left to the Liberals and the Conservatives, would not pass. And it really begs the question as to the reality that we have a Prime Minister on the one hand who has spoken about the values of human rights and dignity and respect to the Canadian people, but on the other hand has allowed his own members to have a free vote. And I think that's unfortunate. And listening to the Minister of Defence and the questions and comments that came later, to me it isn't about this bill is not about some notion of tolerance. I actually don't even like that word, that we somehow tolerate other people that we see as being different from ourselves. And that there's a sense of judgment in that, that we'll tolerate somebody on the basis of their beliefs. To me, this bill and this debate is about rights, it's about dignity, and it's about individual liberties, and it's about individual choice. I'd also like to say and recognize the work that was done by the former Member of Parliament for Burnaby Douglas, Mr. Robinson. And I remember, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago when I stood in this House to support his bill on same-sex marriage. It was a private member's bill. And certainly Mr. Robinson has been at the forefront in Canada of the campaign and the movement and the struggle for gays and lesbians to seek equality. And I think that the work that he took on in the early years when he first came out, when it was very difficult, it was painful, and certainly there was a backlash, the courage that he displayed that allowed many of us to come forward and pave the way for gay and lesbian rights in this country is something that needs to be remembered and recognized and valued for the work that was done. I was also very proud to be part of the press conference on February 14th, Valentine's Day, with the member from Burnaby Douglas and the member from the Bloc, Hochelaga. The three of us engaged in a press conference because we wanted to speak out as gay and lesbian members of the House. We wanted to talk about our own lives, and we wanted to put that before the House. And although there, you know, there were some tough questions, and we were dealing sometimes with a situation that was confrontational and controversial, I was very proud, because I think what we were trying to say is that we wanted this debate and we wanted this issue to be about dignity and respect. And that was the message that we brought to that press conference and that we bring to this debate. I was here last Wednesday, February 16th, when the debate began, and I listened to the Prime Minister. And I actually really appreciated the history that he gave about the Charter and about equality and where it's come and how it's evolved, and I think it was very important to put that on the record. I also listened to the Leader of the Official Opposition, the Leader of the Conservative Party, and the thing that struck me the most about his speech, and I think he spoke for more than an hour, the thing that struck me the most Even though some people may believe it was a very eloquent speech and a very heartfelt speech, what struck me was that it was very unreal. It was very out of touch with real people's lives in Canada. And in fact, today I was on the radio debating with a Conservative member, the member from Cambridge, and as we were debating this bill, he told me and he told the listeners that he felt that the speech of his leader was something like a doctoral thesis. I guess he was very impressed with the speech, and he thought it was you know, very academic, and it covered all kinds of legal points from his perspective, and he likened it to a doctoral thesis. And in fact, he then went on to say, and this again was in the radio debate and interview that we had this morning, is that he felt that this bill before us was taking away his rights, the Conservative members' rights, in terms of marriage and the institution of marriage. And I have to say that I had some real trouble understanding the meaning of this argument and where it was going. I certainly did not see the speech from the Conservative Party leader as a doctoral thesis. I mean, maybe it would serve well as some doctoral thesis, but to me, fundamentally, you know, this debate comes down to dealing with the reality of people's lives and how we do treat people as a society, and especially minorities. So, you know, after all the legal arguments are said and done, and we've had all of these court cases that have happened, very significant court cases, I mean, the legal route and the litigation that happened was incredibly important, and it paved the way for this debate to happen. But at the end of the day, I think what we are dealing with is a matter of people's individual choices and lives and what we choose to do in terms of getting married or not. So when the member from Cambridge today said that this debate for him was about taking away his rights, I have to say I really don't understand that. I don't understand how strengthening and enlarging the definition of civil marriage is taking away anybody's right. As I've said before in this House, This bill and same-sex marriage is not about forcing the member from Cambridge or the member from Calgary Southeast to marry a man if they don't want to. There's nothing in this bill that creates harm. There's nothing in this bill that undermines the institution of marriage. And in fact, on the contrary, and I think as the member from Burnaby Douglas pointed out so beautifully in his speech, this debate and this bill is about actually strengthening the institution of civil marriage. It's about strengthening people's commitment to one another. So to come back to the Conservative leader's speech, as I said, what I was struck by was sort of the lack of humanity. If this debate is only about, you know, theoretical legal issues, and if that's the only part that the Conservative leader can attach himself to, is that if that's the only way that he can debate it and reconcile whatever is going on in his mind, then I think he's really missed the point. And he's missed it on the basis of what is happening out there for a lot of people. So I wanted to make that point. In fact, what he did and what the Conservative Party offers up to us is this notion of a civil union. And I've heard this so many times from different Conservative members. And I have to say that we have to reject this notion. I think if years ago there had been a debate about ending marriage as we know it as an institution, and that the debate for everybody was about, well, let's all go to a civil union, well, then it would have some merit. That debate would have some merit. But at the 11th hour, to bring in an argument and to rest your case on the idea that a civil union is going to do it, I think is a really false notion, and I think people see it that way, as simply a rationale and a smokescreen to negate the real issue here, which is about equality in marriage. And I have to say that if the institution of marriage is good enough for straight people, if it's good enough for a man and woman, then why isn't it good enough for two women or two men if they choose to make that decision? And then we have the member from Calgary Southeast, and you know, I've had some debate with this member, and just reading the article in the Globe and Mail today, MP doubts social benefit of same-sex marriage, and to hear the arguments that are produced there, I mean, I guess we could spend several days just debating how ridiculous these arguments are, because he's resting his case on the idea that marriage is primarily or only about producing children. It's about procreation. And, you know, I think there are so many reasons that that is completely invalid to begin with. I mean, all of us know couples, we know married people who either choose not to have children or maybe cannot have children. You know, what are we saying? That somehow their marriage is not to be validated, it's not real. And in fact, there are same-sex marriages. There are same-sex relationships where children are procreated. I mean, there are all kinds of families out there. There are different kinds of families that have children, that don't have children, where the parents are the biological parents, whether they're adopted parents. And to me, this is the whole point of the debate, is to recognize the reality in our society that, you know, a family isn't just one thing as defined by the Conservative Party of Canada. It isn't that narrow. And the Minister of Defence said that, well, people evolve and decisions evolve, and I would agree with that. It seems that only the Conservative Party, who, as we know, dropped the word progressive from their name, they're the ones who aren't able to evolve with this. And they are denying, you know, many, many people in our society the same kind of respect and dignity and choice that other people have. So to rest your case on this procreation argument, again, I think is a very false premise. And I would recognize, though, that there are other members in that party, and I know the member for Calgary Centre North, I read his article that appeared in, I think, his local paper or maybe other papers, and I very much appreciated that the member for Calgary North Centre had the courage to write an article and to say where he stood, and that he respected choice and dignity and people's rights, and that he was in favour of this bill, because I know he's a minority in his own party and there are a few others there as well. So I want to say I very much respect that and the fact that he had the courage to speak out. In terms of my own position, I do want to say that, I don't see this as a debate about tolerance. I don't see it as a debate of destroying tradition or undermining other people's rights. In fact, what I believe is that you can actually be against same-sex marriage and you can vote for this bill. I believe that that is possible. Because to me, what this bill is about, it is about our duty and our responsibility as members of Parliament to uphold people's rights and choices. And I don't believe that it's up to me as a member of Parliament to say to somebody else, to say to another couple, you have no right to get married. So I think it is very possible that you can be opposed to same-sex marriage for religious reasons, for cultural reasons, whatever it might be, personal reasons, it doesn't matter. That choice is not taken away from those members. But I see a distinction between that and what our role and responsibility is as a member of Parliament. You know, there's 308 of us, and we have a very privileged position in this place. We come here, and I believe that one of our core roles is to uphold the values of our society in terms of people's rights and their choices. And so I come here as a member of Parliament, no matter what my personal views are, my duty is to uphold those rights for equality. And so I would really encourage members of the Conservative Party to think about that, because at the end of the day, surely it is my choice if I wish to marry my partner who is a woman. That is my choice to make, as long as I'm doing it within the, you know, the bounds of civil marriage and so on. I cannot understand and I cannot see how any other member of this House or the state as a whole has a right to deny me that choice if I want to make that choice, if I choose to live common law or if I choose to be married with my partner who is a woman. So to me, that is a very fundamental question in this bill that is put forward. The other question that I want to deal with, Mr. Speaker, is the question of religious freedom. And I know that members of the Conservative Party have raised this time and time again, and in fact, I think, you know, I understand that within the faith community there are different points of view. There are some religious institutions and churches who who feel very comfortable with the idea of same-sex marriage and are actually willing to perform same-sex marriages within a religious setting such as the United Church of Canada. And I think that's great. But there is absolutely nothing in this bill that forces any religious institution, whether it's a synagogue or a mosque or a temple or a church, to perform a same-sex marriage if they don't want to. So I think the whole idea that this is somehow infringing on religious freedom is something that has become very politically motivated. And I'm trying to be not negative in this debate. I mean, in the spirit of what others have said, I'm trying to be very positive and to sort of stick to the high ground, because I can tell you there are some points when I felt pretty damn mad about some of the comments that have been made and the way the debate has taken place. And I've seen that there's been a political agenda, an attempt to be divisive, to go into ethnic communities and to somehow divide people. And so I think, you know, let's be clear that this bill protects religious freedom in every way. And for anyone to say contrary is misrepresenting what this bill is about. And I know that we're getting, you know, hundreds and thousands of emails and letters and faxes every day. And I guess, you know, we read through the ones that we can, and some of them go into the recycling. Some of them have been pretty vicious. Some of them are, you know, have been pretty nasty messages. But some of the ones that I came across, they're actually quite hilarious. I have to kind of laugh at some of them. You know, there's one that came forward. It says, even our Canadian goose mates for life. Let's learn from nature. Please vote to preserve the sanctity of marriage. And I was thinking of a good response to this one, and something like, you know, Daffy Duck is no basis on which to base the principles of marriage. So that might be a response to that one. We got another one that says, get control. You're an elected member of parliament in a democratic country. Therefore, you're responsible to all Canadians, not your party. Use the authority that Canadians have given you to vote against Bill C-38. And I would actually agree with this one. I mean, I actually think that's what I'm doing. In a democratic country, I am voting on the basis of upholding democratic choices and choices for Canadians. So it's funny how we can interpret these things. Another one says, where is it going to end? End it now by voting against same-sex marriage. And I think this message really plays into the fear that people have. And I understand that that fear does exist in some communities. And people are very worried about losing their sense of tradition. And I think rather than MPs fueling that fear and exploiting that fear that people have, I think we do have a responsibility to say to Canadians who have, you know, concerns about this bill, that it's not about fear, it's not about something that's ending, it's about something that's beginning. It's about extending the celebration of love and commitment into a civil institution of marriage. And that isn't something that we should see as an end. We should see it as a great beginning. There are other messages that we got, which I won't go through them, but I'd just like to close, Mr. Speaker, by saying that I hope very much that this debate will, you know, it will be a full debate, it will be a respectful debate, but I hope it doesn't go on forever. At some point, we do have to, I hope, get this bill through, because it's, you know, we have these court decisions. People are marrying every day. Same-sex couples are marrying every day. We can't go back and undo those marriages. So I hope at the end of this debate we will recognize that we are reflecting Canadian society and the values there of dignity and respect and equality. And I know that in our party we'll be voting for this bill. And I want to thank all of the couples out there, the same-sex couples, who have really devoted their lives to bringing us to this point. Many people put themselves on the line, both financially and personally, in terms of litigation. And I think we have a lot to be grateful to them for the work that they did. Groups like EGAL and Canadians for Equal Marriage, they've done a tremendous amount of work. Let's now do our job and make sure that we vote for this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.